Hello everyone and welcome to Monique's Pet Whisper. Today was a very fabulous day. I want to give a shout out to my son Cyrus, who graduated from high school today, and he is on his way to continue his education. I'm very proud of him. He stayed out of trouble, stayed focused on school, and wants to become a pilot. So I believe Cyrus can do anything he wants to do. And he is the golden child. So, want to give him a shout out. Now, as you all know, I haven't actually recorded in a while. I've been really processing a lot of things and also undertaking some new adventures, I would say. But I really want, it was really important that I recorded this particular episode because I have actually been silent in terms of recording because of some of the plight I've been dealing with the world, with issues and major situations. The next thing I'd like to say is I'm sorry. I'm so sorry what happened to our dear brothers and sisters in this recent shooting at Tops supermarket. I think that, unfortunately these things are not new. There is nothing new under the sun. And the tragedies, I'm almost just speechless. Around that same time that this happened, I was feeling so drained. It was actually the night before. I'm so empathic. But I was feeling really drained, and I didn't know why. And this dream comes back to me. I had this dream. So my dreams sometimes can take 10 years, 18 years, and I'm dead serious. It literally can take that long. But in 2010, I remember having a series of dreams of black women. They look like photos of different black women, and most of them were older black women. They were probably in their between 50s and 70s. And at the time, I didn't understand what those photos were, but those were actually deceased women. And it was almost like their spirits were coming to me, just telling me, like, help, retell our stories. And so when this past tragedy that has recently occurred, it literally brought back that dream. Because to me, those images that I saw bore a striking resemblance to the women that were killed. And I know there were men also murdered and other people. This is why I talk about the real situation that we're dealing with privilege, with Jimmy Boy, with timeout kids. This is why I talk about these things, because we are living in a time where all of this is going to be called out. People are showing who they are more and more each day. Under the pressure cooker of life, people are showing who they are. Okay. Jimmy Boy, I know his name is Peyton. And what pissed me off is they didn't even want to tell us his name. I'm like, really? No, you better tell his name. I'll put you under fire. But the bottom line is that Peyton's, there are many Peyton's. There are decades of Peyton's that have used and exercised their privilege to go into safe spaces and start shooting people. Okay, it's hate crimes. So there have been many Peyton's over the years, over the decades. But what's changed is that Peyton in this 2022 is in prison. But the Peyton back in 1912 was not. Could you imagine being in, so people listen, could you imagine living in a world where it was legal for a man or woman to walk into any facility and shoot up people of color and then go home to their children like that was normal? Now the world is in awe. America is in awe. Okay. But the reality is this was legal. This type of behavior was normalized. It was something people expected. You know, the brutality that people actually saw on a daily basis. This is really telling you the diseased mind. Okay, when we're going back into history and we're looking at the disease of mental illness, the disease of violence, and how that has been a secret in many affluent households, where there is violent acts that are done against children, that are done against spouses, that are folks a part of different societies, and you know, very wealthy, you know, weird organizations that participate in grotesque things. Okay, all of this are things that are quote unquote done under the sun. People think that they are getting away with it, you know. So Peyton, back to his butt, those kind of guys have always existed. Guys and gals. Okay. I recently had an experience. I mean, it's even painful to really talk about some of these experiences. But the bottom line is that there is a lack of respect for Black unions. You know, white people, unfortunately, and other people of other whoever races may not even respect the unity of a Black couple. Okay. Not only do you not respect Black people in general, but you for damn sure don't respect the unity of a Black couple. Okay. And so that's another issue. That's a whole nother podcast. But that is also under attack. So if you are a person of color, and you are in a relationship, your relationship will be under attack. People do not want to see you unified. They don't want to see you progressing. They don't want to see you collaborating and building new nations. Because if new nations are formed, then what's going to happen? Oh, no, SpaghettiO. Okay, so that's the other reality that people, you need to be very aware. But I do think I need to set a priority in talking about Jimmy Boy playing with his toys. Mommy. Yes, Jimmy Boy.
Well, Mommy, I was sitting in timeout for so long, and I was having these really awful, god-awful thoughts, Mama.
Oh, Jimmy, there goes that imagination of yours again. Are you talking to that friend of yours in the four corners? Who is that invisible friend you say you have? You're starting to worry me there, Jimmy.
But, Mama, he's real. He tells me things that will happen that will make me very, very important one day. And I will be, you know, like a superhero.
Oh, Jimmy, there you go, young man. Well, it's almost time for you to go to bed. And I need you to go ahead and brush those teeth before the tooth fairy takes another tooth, Jimmy boy.
Oh, geez, Mama. Mom never listens to what I have to say. I hate her. I hate her, I hate her, I hate her. Always brushing my teeth and always having to go to bed. And
Jimmy boy.
Oh, what is it now? Why are you talking to me? I'm not in timeout.
Jimmy boy. I have something special to tell you.
What is it? I'm not in trouble, so why are you bothering me?
Well, Jimmy, you know, you and I will be friends for a long time, you see. I'm gonna take you places that you've never gone, but there are certain, you know, things that you have to do, Jimmy, in order to be like the superhero I've been telling you about.
Oh, gosh. Wally, what are you talking about now?
Well, I mean, you need to go ahead and Yeah, listen to mom sometimes. Listen to your mother sometimes. But you need to start doing more listening to me. You see, Jimmy, do you see this wall?
Yeah.
Well, Jimmy, what color is the wall?
Well, I don't know. I don't know. It's a white wall.
It's a... Right, Jimmy, it's a white wall.
Well, what does that mean?
Well, I mean, you see, I'm teaching you how to see within the four corners, of your mind, you know, those four corners of the white wall. Hey, Jimmy, let's do a test.
Oh, I hate tests.
Well, this test is pretty easy. So, Jimmy, what's the things that scare you the most?
Well,
I hear that most children are scared of the dark.
Well, I'm not scared of the dark.
Well, Jimmy, why aren't you afraid of the dark?
Because it's nothing there.
Well, I'm here.
Yeah, but you don't really scare me.
Well, what if I could scare you?
Well, how would you do that?
But what if I turned into a black wall?
A black wall? Oh my God, I would just go into darkness.
Well, Jimmy, maybe you should be afraid of dark things. You know, going into the darkness, going into the abyss may cause you to be missed. Now, Jimmy,
I don't think I'm ready to go anywhere. I don't think I want to talk to you anymore. You're starting to scare me.
But Jimmy, I have some promises for you if you only would listen to me. You see, about that dark wall.
Oh, why do we have to talk about the dark wall? I'm scared of dark things. Aha!
Jimmy, I knew it. I knew you'd say you were afraid of dark things. Well, let me ask you some questions, Jimmy. What color are you?
Well, gee wallickers, I'm probably like a... I don't know. Like a tan, pinky, brown color?
Well, Jimmy, I'd say somewhat. What I'm trying to get at is that there's, you know, kids at your school that are, you know, somewhat on the dark side. You get my drift?
What do you mean dark? Oh, you mean those black kids that mother talks to me about?
Yes, Jimmy. Exactly. I've been trying to get your attention on this for 2 years now.
What? Trying to get my attention, but I'm just a little boy.
Well, Jimmy, everything starts, you know, at a young age. You see, what I'm trying to get at, Jimmy, is those dark people around you are scary. In fact, they will cause you to get lost.
What? What do you mean, lost?
Well, if you hang around them long enough, you'll just disappear. I mean, they're, you know, frightfully scary. In fact, many of your ancestors used to say the same thing to me over and over again.
Oh, my ancestors, what does that mean?
Oh, Jimmy, I forgot you're just a little young thing. Well, I'm talking about your great-great Uncle Arthur. You know, Uncle Arthur. He was just always, you know, your mother always talks about Uncle Arthur.
Oh, Uncle Arthur was a... My mother always says she was afraid of Uncle Arthur.
Well, he was sort of a man that didn't like dark things. And, you know, your mother was one of those that tried having a dark friend. And Uncle Arthur came home one day and talked to her dad, and she got a lashing for that.
Oh my God.
Mother had a black friend? She's never told me that. How could Mother say that when she says such things about them?
Well, after getting in trouble with her dark friend, she vowed she wouldn't talk to them anymore, and I talked some sense into her, and finally she began to become afraid of them. In fact, she began to, you know, tell a little white lie on them when she'd be standing in my four-corner wall.
Oh my God, Mother was standing in the four corners of the wall? I mean, you've been talking to Mother?
Well, she doesn't remember, you see. When you get, like, to a certain age, Jimmy, you don't really remember those imaginary friends, if you know what I mean. They become sort of, you know, like a ghost in your mind.
Well, I am afraid of, what is his name? Roger? Yeah, Roger he's always running really fast and beating me at all the races, and he's always really smart in science, and I don't understand because he doesn't have any money to eat lunch, but yet he's always knowing answers that he shouldn't know, and one day he stole all my friends from me, and he made me feel like I was just nothing, just a little.
Jimmy boy, get yourself together. Listen, it's very important, Jimmy, that you make sure that those dark-skinned people around you are nowhere near you. You see, wherever they go, trouble travels, and you have to make sure that you protect yourself against those people.
Oh, yes. Oh, you're right, because Mother said that, you know, she said that on the 9 o'clock news that, you know, there's so many black people, you know, robbing banks and, you know, doing bad things to people. And she's telling me never to play with any black kids because, you know, they would make my grades get bad. But I don't know why she said that, because that Roger just knows more than I do. But Mother doesn't believe that. So she's always made things hard for me.
Well, Jimmy, listen, it's important that you stay the course. Stay the course and stay away from those dark skin. In fact, as you get a little older, Jimmy, as I've been showing you here and there, by staying away from them will make you rich. But it's when you start to allow them in your circle, Jimmy, when you become an older and older and older man, it will become your detriment.
I don't know what that means.
Well, let me show you the windows of time.
Bong. Bong.
Into the future, we are writing into Jimmy Boy's future. Jimmy, he is now 26 years old. Jimmy is working for a real estate firm. He has, in fact, amassed quite a bit of wealth and is really acting as a partner for the firm. And what has made things so great is that Jimmy Boy has actually connected with so many developers. And by Jimmy Boy doing such a thing, many people of color have been displaced, have been erased, have been taken out of their place, have been redistrified, have been lied to, and now they are living in new areas. But because of Jimmy Boy and all his toys. Yes, car toys and other things. Listening to the four corner walls and living in silos of fear, Jimmy Boy is a rich, rich, wealthy man.
Bonk!
Oh my goodness, where is Muffy? You know, I swore I would not hang out with this valley girl type of girl with this dog, Muffy, but, you know, my mother insists that she's the one for me. You know, I'm much too young to settle down. I have the world at my fingertips. I've got my, you know, cool car, cool ways, cool bees, cool beans. I've got, you know, the cool waves. I've got, you know, all the money in the bank, charisma, you know, partnerships. I don't even have to really sell anything because they're already sold. A lot of my stuff, I've got fulfillment center space. I'm doing deals with, you know, different ports from all around the world, all over the place. I'm doing everything. But now my business is coming to a stand because I've been getting some questions about this equity, diversity, and inclusion crap. And you know, I let him have it. No, I'm not gonna invite people of color in my firm. No, I'm not gonna do business with people of color, because they make the property value go down. No, I'm not gonna do any trading with any people of color. The only thing they're good for is cleaning the restrooms, you know, cleaning my car or cooking my food. You know, I was told by an ancient friend of mine, one that resides in my mind, that if I stuck with just my own kind, that everything would be just great for me and my life would be taking a turn, to be quite honest with you. But something's haunting me. Something's tormenting me, and I feel like the walls are starting to cave in on me, but yet I'm filthy, filthy rich. So what is it? Boom!
Jimmy boy, you are feeling the four corner walls getting tight around you. Do you hear the noise on the other side of the wall?
Oh, I thought, what are you? I thought I shut you up a long time ago.
Oh, Jimmy, remember, I am projecting you, astral projecting you. You are in the window of time. I am showing you another side of life.
But this is making me not, it looks like things aren't really working out for me. People seem to be complaining about my investors and my developers and people having to move, businesses having to pay more higher taxes, but that's not my fault. I mean, I'm only just doing my job. I mean, I'm only just buying up land. I mean, isn't that what developers do?
Jimmy boy, do you hear? Do you hear the banging on the other side of the wall, Jimmy? Do you hear the cries and the echoes and the screams? Do you see the cries? Do you see the lullaby cries? Do you see the blood sighs? Do you see the blood dry, Jimmy boy? How many people had to move because of you, Jimmy boy? How many more people had to be displaced? How many more people died in hospitals because of you? How many more people lost their place, lost their name, lost their grace, Jimmy boy?
Well, heck darn tootin', I didn't do a darn thing wrong.
I'm just a developer. I'm just doing my job. I mean, what are those people complaining for? I mean, Jimmy, don't you hear the knocking on the other side of the wall? They're knocking, Jimmy. Their knockings and screams are getting louder. You can't listen to those people on the other side of the wall. They will drive you to your insanity. Well, what do I do? How do I stop them? How do I get rid of them? Jimmy, it's time for you to move. But I just bought this house. No, the people are coming. The people, the community is coming. They're coming for you. Didn't you see the black and brown hue? They just moved 2 blocks from you. Oh, there is black and brown, black, colorful people moving. There's coloreds moving in my neighborhood. Oh my gosh, they're getting closer. Their cries are getting closer. I haven't been able to sleep lately. I've been having nightmares of an old black woman standing at the foot of my bed asking, why did I make her move from her home? Why did I cause her to miss her medication? And why did I cause her to have a heart attack and die? Oh, now I'm seeing like really weird visions of babies, you know, babies that died because of me, because their mothers died during pregnancy and because I... Well, that hospital wasn't really making a lot of money. Yes, Jimmy. Yes, it wasn't. It wasn't making money. But you know, Jimmy, that's what you have to keep going off of. Yes, that's right. The hospitals weren't making any money. And I had to do something about it. I had to buy the land. And yes, Jimmy, it wasn't your fault that all of those cancer patients and all of those diabetic patients and all of those other vulnerable patients had to be moved or displaced. It wasn't your fault that it took a long time for new small clinics, Medicaid clinics to be built. It wasn't your fault, Jimmy. It wasn't your fault. Listen to me. Don't listen to the banging on the other side of my four-corner wall. Don't listen to the banging of the sounds of the community. Make sure you drown out the sounds. Don't listen to them, Jimmy. Don't listen. But it's just getting louder, and I keep seeing things that are making me feel... All this money, what is it doing but driving me crazy? But I'm walking on soil, blood soil. But these people think that they, those people think that they rule the world and that they, no, they're not smart. Those darkies, those black people, they're always complaining about everything, always wanting more and more, and they don't even work for it. They just collect food stamps and unemployment checks, and they're unskilled workers. And yes, Jimmy, keep speaking, Jimmy. Yes, and I'm not going to listen to them. I'm not going to make any changes. I'm not going to talk to the state. I'm not going to lobby for that new bill that will help those colored people. I will continue to work and apply for funding opportunities and promise jobs that I know I'm not going to create. Yes, that's the American way, isn't it? Isn't it? But I feel so conflicted because I know when I lay down, I'm going to see those black faces, and they're going to drown me with their cries and their sorrows of how I made them move and how I shut down their stores. And those stores weren't operating up to code. They didn't have the resources to even get food that, you know, probably was expired. They probably don't even have, you know, real contracts with, you know, food manufacturers. They're just, you know, operating, probably not even registered through the Secretary of State. You know, probably they don't even have insurance. They didn't need those corner stores. They didn't need that hospital. Jimmy boy. But Jimmy, they're coming after you. Jimmy, you have to listen. Remember the school? Remember? Do you remember that school?
Yes, I do.
What about that? What about that colored school? What about that dilapidated school? They didn't even have running water and air conditioning. Those kids were sitting in a hot box with buckets and all kind of just grotesque things.
Well, Jimmy, you stopped the funding of going into that school. Remember?
You should be proud, Jimmy. You should be proud, Jimmy. You made many people proud of that decision.
Well, yes, I am proud of that decision. I'm glad I stopped the funding from going to them. Those kids are already behind. They're already gonna ride the little yellow bus. They're not intelligent like our kids. Heck, I did the right thing. I did the American way. You know, we can't waste taxpayer dollars on dilapidated schools, so it's time to shut that kind of stuff down.
Well, Jimmy, did you know about the basement?
What are you talking about, the basement?
Jimmy, don't act like you don't know. You know, we've been together now for several more years, and you're 36, and you didn't remember that basement? You know, the issue that they had downstairs with the gas line?
Yeah, I kind of remember that, but it wasn't important, so I didn't. I sent the inspector away.
Well, Jimmy, did you know what happened to the school?
Well, I sent the inspector away, and I told him not to write up anything against it because I paid him off.
But Jimmy, did you know?
Surely you knew, Jimmy. Surely you knew what happened.
No. Why are you talking to me like this?
Well, Jimmy, because something's coming for you. Something's coming for you on the other side of those four corner walls. But if you listen to me, Jimmy, I will give you paradise. I will help you not to hear the cries, the loans, the bones, and the echoes of the old souls.
What in gosh darn, what are you talking about, old souls? What in the world?
Well, you know, the gas line did leak, Jimmy. It was because of you. It was never fixed because you planned to demolish the school. And you didn't really tell anybody that your plans were 2 years in advance.
So what do you mean?
Well, Jimmy, I hate to tell you, but you will hear cries, echoes, and moans from the lost souls of the children that perished in the school.
You mean to tell me? Oh, please don't tell me that's what I've been hearing every night. I've been hearing children and crying and screaming, hollering every single night when I try to sleep. Make the sounds go away.
Well, Jimmy, you know, you haven't been really complying with me, Jimmy.
Yes, I have. I've listened to everything you've ever told me to do.
But, Jimmy, there's a few things you still haven't done for me.
Well, what else would that be?
Well, Jimmy, there's some unfinished business. You see, you're living in a time, Jimmy, where people think, especially those coloreds, that they can walk around freely, free with their mind, free mankind, free to spend money, free to buy wine, free to explore, free not to do chores, free to enter into free trade and commerce, free like the birds. And you know what that means for you, Jimmy.
What does that mean?
That means that your existence is under attack. That means, Jimmy, if you don't do something, your existence and others like you will be no more.
Ooh, that's what Mother always told me.
She told me the day of reckoning would come one day. She told me that if we weren't careful, we wouldn't be here anymore. Our race would be erased.
Well, Jimmy, what can you do about that?
You know, Jimmy, you can do something to change that.
Well.
What could that be?
What could I do to change that?
Well, Jimmy, let me give you some ideas. Come closer. Closer to me, Jimmy.
I'm not really comfortable getting that close to the four corners anymore. You know, you used to be a childhood imaginary voice. And, you know, I'm still hearing you. Now I'm thinking, might have to go get checked out because...
But Jimmy, it's too late. You have already bled underneath your soul. Underneath your soles of your feet.
Oh.
Well, Jimmy, if the authorities ever knew about what you've really been up to, they would detain you and lock you up into another four-corner cell block.
Oh.
So, Jimmy, you mustn't say anything, but I do have some things in mind, to help you, you know, get rid of that certain kind. They're just walking too freely there, Jimmy.
Well, Mother told me to stay away from them. Mother told me not to trust them. Mother always told me...
But Jimmy, you're an adult now, Jimmy. You're not a little boy. Get yourself together. You need to do something soon, swiftly. They're coming for you. They know all about you, Jimmy. Your name's been circulating for the last 10 years. Did you know that people have hired attorneys? Did you know that people have contacted others to find out the truth about some of the things you tried to hide?
Oh, well, I thought that nothing's going to happen. I have lawyers. I'm invincible.
No, Jimmy, you are getting a little too arrogant, and you need to listen to me clearly so I can get you out of here. The first thing you're going to need to do is move. Right now, you have two colored people on your block. Those colored people will tell the truth about you. They will see you, Jimmy, just like I do.
Oh, so yes, there's too many colored people. I know better than staying in a neighborhood with that many colored people. Okay, all right, so what's next after that?
Next, Jimmy, you will need to... make sure you go through all of your business acquaintances and their acquaintances and their acquaintances. And if there are any people of color, particularly black people, that any of your network is currently doing business with, you will have a negative net worth. It will begin to go in a backwards pole, and suddenly you will begin to see your money growing old quickly.
Oh my God. I think that one of them is doing business with the person of color.
Well, you know what that means. Your whole brand and everything in between will diminish.
Oh no. Third, you need to do this.
I want you to survey the neighborhood, and I want you to observe the black community, and I want you to learn from them. Undercover. That's the only way, Jimmy. You will know what they're up to. Yes, you also need to send in some spies to hide in a disguise. They will look just like those people of color, but they're not actually on their side. They will be the ones that will tell all the secrets that are necessary.
Oh my goodness. What am I going to do?
Jimmy boy, you are playing with some dangerous toys. So, Jimmy, what is your decision? You are trapped in the four corner and you have to make a decision now.
Well, looks like if I
I better cut off all my links. I better make sure I'm not doing business with colored people. I better make sure I move. I better make sure that I preserve our white women and make sure that they're highly protected against those colored men. And if I see any of them with them, I'm going to be sure to let them know. That's right, Jimmy. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Jimmy, there's a couple of things I'd like you to do. You know, you got to protect yourself. You know, defend yourself there, Jimmy. You know, making sure that you know how to defend yourself just in case someone tries to hurt you. Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. What would I do if someone was coming after me? Well, Jimmy, you do have things coming after you, but you'll get to revisit those things at a later time. Well, what do you mean? No, I want to get rid of this. This is driving me crazy every night. Well, Jimmy, unfortunately, you know, this is part of the plight that you've chose. You will have to deal with them one day, but we can go ahead and delay that for now. Well, that's a little bit frightening. What do you mean, delay for now? Well, that day is coming where you'll have all the time in the world to talk to the people on the other side of the four-corner wall. But today is not the day. Well, first off, I'm ready to get these suckers. You know, I'm tired of them always complaining. You know, they're complaining over a 40-acre and a god dang mule. That was from back in the 1800s, and it's 2022. If we haven't given it to them then, why the heck do they think they're still going to get it? You know, they're the only group complaining that they don't have enough. But when you give them $20, what do? They go buy a crack rock. When you give them a loan, what do? They go into default. When you give them an opportunity, what do? They go ahead and squander it away. When you give them a house, what do? Foreclose. You know, when you give them a nice car, what do? Wreck it. When you give them a nice school, what do? Neglect it and don't take care of it. So, what do you got? What is it that you got to tell me? What is it? Well, Jimmy, everything that you said will be a perfect antidote that will keep you on the safe side. Well, should I say, it'll keep you on a better side for a little while. So, Jimmy, come with me. I've got some more to tell you. Well, what is it? I'm feeling a little, I don't know, uncomfortable. You see, I still shouldn't be talking to you. I've been talking to you for now, I don't know, like an hour. I mean, people think I'm crazy or something. Well, Jimmy, I've got to tell you some things. So, Jimmy, you have entered into the Twilight Zone. Donk! Oh my gosh, what do you mean I'm in the Twilight Zone? Well, Jimmy, you are inside the four-corner wall. Well, what do you mean I'm inside of the four-corner wall? Well, Jimmy, you're here with me. You're my buddy forever, Jimmy. You're my buddy for life. What do you mean I'm in here with you? I can't see. Wait a minute. I can't see my face. I can't see my body. I can only hear my voice. Yes, Jimmy, you're inside of my four-corner wall. But how did I get here? Well, Jimmy, you let me in. But I didn't let you in where? You let me into your mind. What do you mean I let you into my mind? Well, you gave me the key to your mind.
No, I didn't. I never did that. Yes, I did, maybe. Well, I don't know. You're confusing me. I don't know what you're talking about.
Jimmy, don't play stupid little boy. Now, I just showed you your future, and I'm showing you your present. But, Jimmy, you're here with me now.
No, I'm not. That means I'll never see Mother again. That means What?
Well, Jimmy, you spent so much time talking to me in the four corner that you and I sort of became one, and now you're here with me.
No, I'm not.
Well, Jimmy, you did some things to get you here.
No, I didn't. I don't remember anything.
Well, Jimmy, that's because you've done so much damage to other people that we've had to send you back to your childhood state.
Oh my God.
Yes, Jimmy, you have to face the facts. You helped to contribute to many deaths in the community. And there are people beating on the other side of our walls.
Oh no, they're beating?
Yeah, they're beating. And part of the thing that you'll have to experience is hearing the cries, hearing the echoes, and hearing the sadness that is on the other side of the four corner wall.
But I thought you told me if I listened to you that you would put me in a different place and I would be safe and I wouldn't be hurt like this and I would live a better life.
Yes, Jimmy, yes, I did tell you those things, but what I didn't tell you is when you sort of side with me, other things can also come into play that I have no control over.
But why didn't you tell me the truth?
Well, to be honest, Jimmy, you never told the truth, and I never told the truth to you, and, you know, we kind of were a good match, if you know what I mean.
No, I don't know what you mean.
Well, Jimmy, you're here with me, so go ahead and listen to the four corner wall, listen to the echoes, and learn from me, Jimmy. Learn from me.
But I don't want to be behind the wall. I don't want to be inside the wall.
But that's where your mind is. That's where you wanted your mindset. You wanted your mindset there so that you couldn't see different angles, so that you couldn't see different prisms and shades of colored people, so that you couldn't see different perspectives, so that you couldn't see different electives, so that you couldn't see what the truth was, but rather an obscure truth, a falsehood. And that's truthfully what you've been experiencing all this time.
Well, I don't know who you are, and I want to go back to Mother.
Well, Jimmy, remember, you're not a little boy anymore, and Mother's been gone for 10 years now.
Mommy.
There goes Jimmy. He's going back into the four corner. Jimmy?
Mommy, I'm trying to find my mother. Where's Mommy? Where is Mommy?
Jimmy, I've already told you Mother's been gone.
No, but I just talked to Mother. I just talked to her 10 minutes ago. She just told me that she just asked what I was up to and what I was doing, and you're lying to me. You're not telling me the truth.
Jimmy, you are no longer here in this world. You are in the Twilight Zone. Welcome back.
Bonk.
Jimmy boy. So Jimmy boys are idiots like Peyton and many others with their Tonka trucks. Tonka, Tonka, Tonka trucks. Roll Tonka, Tonka trucks. And roll Tonka, Tonka trucks. And roll, I'm a Tonka, Tonka truck. Wow. Have you guys ever been driving more and more today? I've been seeing more aggressive drivers. So it's so stupid. Like, I'm driving on the highway and I'm seeing a bunch of Texas plates, and you can tell the rednecks inside of it. And they will not let me over when I'm driving. They're like, I'm not going to let her over. And it's funny when they do that, because when they make that action, they almost end up slamming into another car. I'm like, exactly, that's what you get. But since you want to be bold with your Tonka trucks, Tonka, Tonka trucks, send roll, Tonka, Tonka, Tonka. So not everybody looks, let me tell you, Let's call out the silent Sally. Silent Sally talks like this. No. Silent Sally is really quiet and quietly walking in the meadows and shops at the local HEB, the local Kroger, the local, you know, King Supers, the local Albertsons, the local Aldi's, the local, you know, store. And I am so posh and so rich that the sky envelops my mind and I don't see anyone else around me. I walk at 90 pounds and I eat nothing but carrots and broccoli every single day. I have different weird fetishes and things I do in the dark and secret thoughts about colored people. But no one would know because I'm Silent Sally. I am the one that will never prowl in the alley, but the one that will wear, you know, tennis skirts and eating crumpets and teas and drinking teas and, yeah, Silent Sally. I am the one going into the Nordstrom's and charging my card and being stuffy inside of TikTok kids and going into, you know, Macy's looking for high-end something there, but it's not expensive enough for me. I am Silent Sally. I'm the one in the board meeting, one that will talk and everyone listens and the men dare not disrespect because I am the value add. I add value add to the team because of my whiteness. White Sally, Silent Sally is white and nice and soft and gentle as the breeze of the delicate Maybelline and gentle as the sunrise and the princess of the north and the striking resemblance of the fairy, the one that those will have a self-hatred and will be so nice to Silent Sally, meanwhile denying their own truth. Yes, I am Silent Sally. Or there is Rude Paul. Yeah, my name's Paul, and what of it? Yeah, so how can I help you? Yup. Oh, you have a flat tire, man? Well, sorry, but I don't think I can help you around these parts. Yeah, well, no, that machine hasn't been used in the last 2 years. Yeah, I know it looks like it's on, but I'm telling you, boy, it's not working. I've got my hands crossed, darn tootin'. You see me turning beet red. I know what you know. I know you know what time that means. Well, you need to leave my property before I get something going on. Okay. Or let's do Frodo. Hi, can I take your order? Okay, what did you want? Okay, that's gonna be $9.99. Yeah, just for one lollipop. What are you complaining for? Okay, well, here's your change. Oh my God, these people are so, oh my God. Just poor people just coming in here. Here's your lollipop, sir. Yeah, here's your lollipop. Oh, you want it in a bag? Yeah, it's 10 cents. Oh, you don't want the bag? Okay, well, here's your lollipop. Well, yes, I washed my hands. Yeah, I was talking around your lollipop. No, I'm not wearing a mask. Okay, you know,
I want you, you need to just leave the store. You know what? I refuse to serve you. First of all, you know, you came in here with a bunch of change, not even a dollar. And, you know, you're obviously homeless. You're obviously broke. And you're coming into my Long Beach, you know, superstore. And you're just wasting my time. Osh, gosh, my gosh, darn it. I just, you know, I just can't. Darn it. Elephant in the room. Elephant in the room. Who's next to be called out as the elephant in the room? An elephant in the room could be someone that is a known prejudice, but we just sort of turn a blind eye. Okay? We have a lot of prejudicenesses going on between ethnic groups. You know, I'm going there. Like, totally, like, oh my God, I'm like so gonna put on this like super fake lace front wig, oh my God, and like totally look like something I'm not, because I hate black girls, and like I don't care that I'm, well, like I'm like not black like my great great grandma was, but I'm like not that, so like you can miss me with like the Black History Month, you know, jam. Well, yeah, I've got like the perfect like tan, because like that's my like totally like black side, but it doesn't mean that like that's who I totally am. I'm like an eighth black. Oh, what do you mean the one drop rule? Well, anyway, I'm like so totally like one of them like most desired of them all. So it doesn't matter. Like, look at my hair. Like, no matter where I go, I notice like, yeah, I'm like, what am I, biracial or eight, or like whatever they want to call me. But I know that like my white side, like they knew that I'm like closer to them. And they know that like, because I'm closer to them, that I'm like one of them. But I know that like the black people, they're like totally, you know, some of them love me, but then a lot of them really hate me because they said that I'm not them. And I'm like, I'm so not you. I'm like, totally like, do want to be you. And like, so like, hate my brown hue. But what am I going to do? So like, totally going to date like, you know, rich, self-hating men that like will never be seen in public with a dark-skinned. Yeah. Because that's like the way the world spins and the way it goes and the way it blows. Like, totally never going to wear my fro, but will like blow dry, and I will like totally live a lie and live in a disguise. Yow, that's how I'm feeling. Yow, like totally. I'm the total brat in the room. Never got disciplined or talked to about like black history. And I'm like, it's such a mystery. And like, it has nothing to do with me now. And like, no, I'm not the brown cow. But it has nothing to do with me now. But I know I should probably know a little more. But yeah, I'm gonna close that door. Thank you, everyone, and tune in for some more Monique's Pet Whisper.